You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The United Future Party is no more. The party's leader, Damien Light, says members unanimously voted to disband at a meeting over the weekend following a disappointing election result. Founded in 2000, the party has been in government for the past 15 years, largely thanks to former leader Peter Dunn, who resigned weeks out from this year's election. Earlier, I spoke to Light, who told me it was the end of a political era.
It wasn't a decision we made lightly, but it is the right decision. We've gone through quite a robust process internally to have a discussion around what our options are, what we're going to do, what we could do. So, yeah, it's definitely the end of an era. 15 years is a long time to be in government, but our time has come, unfortunately.
It is. And this year you became the party with the longest continuous role in New Zealand government for 100 years. So you were very much an in-government party. Do you think that impacted you a lot?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a mixed blessing. For the country, I think it's been good because we've managed to deliver a lot of things. We've kept the country stable. We've delivered on a lot of policy over those 15 years. But for the party, has suffered. A lot of people, the feedback we've had from people is, you know, they didn't like the fact that they saw us switching sides. You know, those are the left-leaning said, oh, yeah, you work too much with National, and those on the right said you work too much with Labour. So we were kind of unpopular on both sides because we worked on both sides, which I think is a shame. I think it's good for New Zealand and it's good government when people say, what's the policy, can we support it, rather than, you know, where do you fit on the political spectrum?
Right. So were you disappointed, though, by this most recent election result? Because I think this was quite, you know, obviously you had Peter Dunn departing the party, but, you know, this was quite a drop from where United Future had been previously.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely, really disappointed. Particularly since, like, we knew it was going to be a hard campaign. You know, every campaign's difficult, but we knew this one was going to be a challenge, especially when Peter stepped out. So the guys, you know, we put our heart and souls into it and everything else. But yeah, we were really disappointed with the result. Obviously, we would have much preferred for some higher votes, but you know, we did our best. And in some ways, that kind of helped answer the question, I guess. You know, we think we put our best foot forward, and the feedback we had from people was they liked our policies, they liked our candidates, they liked our vision, but they just weren't going to vote for us. So we kind of, that's helped us along that conversation, I guess, around, well, you know, what more can we do? There isn't much more we can do, so maybe it's time for us to call it.
Why didn't they feel compelled to vote for you then, if they agreed with all these things that you were putting forward? What was it in particular, do you think?
Well, it varies by person, but I think some of it is our history. So some people have an objection with us having worked with National or further back working with Labor. Some people, personality definitely plays a sizable impact. So, you know, obviously there was the Jacinda effect and things like that. But I think a lot of it comes down to, and I think the core of it, which is the concern for me, is that people still don't really understand MMP. People said they wouldn't vote for us because they didn't think we were going to win, so their vote was going to be wasted. Which, of course, if everyone thinks that, then no party will ever, you know, hit that 5% threshold. So everyone kind of has this, they only want to back a winner. Labour looked like it was going to do well, National was doing all right, so people back those two parties knowing that, you know, they're going to get in, at least they voted for a party that got returned. But it means that the parties getting in aren't necessarily the ones with the policies that they like. So we've sort of still got that very much, oh, I want to back the party that, you know, that wins on the day, rather than the party that I believe in or the party that I think has the best policies.
This decision to disband was unanimous at United Future's AGM over the weekend. But I'm wondering what the discussion was like leading up to that. I mean, was there resistance within the party? How was everyone feeling?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. So this has been a sort of a discussion we've had going on for a number of weeks, or probably months now, since the election. But there are obviously lots of different options we considered, you know, rebranding, restructuring, reorganising, there were coalition potentials, those types of things. And all the other end, of course, was disbanding. Even on Saturday, when we went in to have the AGM at the very beginning, there were a number of people who said initially, no, absolutely not. We're not going to vote for that. You know, completely against it, dead set against it. And then we spent the day talking about what we'd done, where we'd come from. It was relatively positive. quite constructive. But by the time we got to the end of it, I think the kind of the logical conclusion was, based on everything that we'd been told and that we understood, the disbanding of the party was kind of the only realistic option. And that's why it ended up being a unanimous vote. So I don't think anyone was happy to see that vote pass, but I think everyone understood that it was the best thing for the party in the end, unfortunately.
And I imagine some of that reluctance is because these people still want to be involved in politics. I mean, has there been any sort of discussion about where to from here, either, you know, individually or perhaps collectively?
Yeah, no, definitely. A lot of the people wanted to see United Future survive because they don't feel there's anyone else who represents their views and who they can vote for. And so now that the party's gone, they're sort of like, well, who do I vote for? You know, where do I go? And there definitely has been some sort of, there has been some discussion around, you know, do we move on to other parties? Do we try and form another one? Do we look at some of the minor parties? Do we look at, you know, all those kind of options? Nothing too serious at this point. Our kind of focus was, those are all options ahead. Let's kind of deal with United Future as a party independently of that. And then once that decision has been made, then we can sort of look forward and make those decisions. But I definitely think that you'll see some of the names who have been involved in United Future, myself included, you'll see those names pop up again. Where that is and, you know, how soon that is and what part of your organisation that's part of, time will tell. But the people, a lot of the people, especially the core people, have got a real passion for making New Zealand better. And this is not the end for them. Maybe the end of the United Future, but it's certainly not the end for a number of people within the party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.